All right, there we go. Hello, friends. I believe I am set up correctly now.
Guys, Asher's having a little bit of trouble. He'll be here in just a second.
Yeah, shut up, Ranger. we will keep this one shorter and sweeter. College football has started. It is College Football Saturday. I will be distracted for the next 3 months on Saturdays. Dude, Arch Manning is ass. Dude is cooked. Blade Wielder, dude, if they want to invade on a Saturday, they are welcome to, man. We would be fine with that scenario. When do we move? We are not moving. So I'm going to try to make this one quicker than usual. I will still have answer questions. I have not got my flu and COVID shots. Is it flu and COVID season, internet night? I am doing well, though. Thank you for asking. All right, good PSA. Learn something new. All right, let me start out. I just want to throw this out there. I hate to start on a downer note, but this is important. Tomorrow, Sunday at 1400, there will be a sign of a vigil for Interceptor Venture, who has sadly passed away. I will drop the thread in here. If you are around at 1400 tomorrow, please attend. That is the unfortunate fact of life, and even that people we know do pass away, and in a group this big, we have to talk about it a lot, which is doubly unfortunate, but we do want to remember those that we've lost. Actually, something I needed to talk about. I don't know if we've dropped the memorial for Desire again. I haven't looked lately, but I don't think it's there yet. I'll put that on my agenda for next week. All right, so 1400 tomorrow. Little policy stuff. If you have a capital in Ermahlin, you can now sell that capital. So you're welcome to sell a capital in Ermahlin to anyone you want. If you have a super capital, you cannot sell that yet. What we're going to say is contact Kazanier. Go ahead and contact Kazanier, and we will try to figure out something for you. We have a plan for that. So capitals in Ermahlin, good to sell. Super capitals, send a DM to Kazanier or talk to the finance team. Either one is fine. Kaz is like, don't everyone message me. And let's go next. Sky Mules. Sky Mules is recruiting. Sky Mules gets all the delicious goo and feeds the Empire. And as a bonus, as a perquisite to being a Sky Mule, you get beacon access. So if you want beacon access for your Titan, Sky Mules is a good way to get it. And they are recruiting. I applied before. Do I reapply? I would say, yeah. I'm not the one hiring, but no reason not to reapply.
Wait a second, Smasher Elias. Didn't we give all Titan Swarm pilots beacon access on their Titan pilots?
Did we? Okay. Well, maybe that's not a perk anymore. Maybe you... Well, wait, don't Sky Mules get it even if they're not in a Titan, though?
I thought that was correct. The thing. Right. Yes, that's right. Exactly right. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to pimp both benefits.
Yeah, also only Goon Titans get access to the beacons.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So if you guys have not read it yet, Shingley put out a very good Corps Diplomatique update. If someone wants to drop the link in here, that'd be great. But it was very funny, very useful, and explanatory post. If you missed it, he posted it almost a week ago, but it's still fresh and quite good, and there was a banger line in there. So go ahead and check out the update. If someone could drop that and link in the channel, it'd be good. And this is not really an update, just a reminder. We do have a ESS bounty. If you kill someone in ESS, we pay you 50 million. Also, if someone is using a key to rob it and you save it on your own initiative, rather than like a strat op being put out there, so that is they're using a key, they're robbing one of our banks, not just the regular ESS, you get half of that, the money that they took. So half goes to us and half you get to keep. So it's an incentive to defend against people robbing it. And that applies to sort of any non-strat op doing it. And all right, next up, we've got two teams going in the AT. We have one coming up in a little under 2 hours. That'll be the Nine Tails team, which is mostly Russian goons. And they're fighting under the name Space Violence. And then we have the Goonswarm Federation team fighting tomorrow, I believe at an hour from current time tomorrow. So we've got two teams. We will be sending out pings, but in about 2 hours, go and support our Space Violence team. Here's another update about PI, but not quite the do PI update, the sell PI update. We are buying P4s in staging. There are giant buy orders up. So if you make P4s, you do not have to ship them into JITA anymore to make money. You can literally just sell them in staging and get paid. And you will make more money than if you paid to ship them to JITA. Yeah, we're going to root for all the Imperium teams, obviously. And I don't mind us broadcasting any of them if we see them playing. And then lastly, on my news and updates, triple incursion spawn. So this is going to be a thing for a while, I think, where they're going to kind of bounce back and forth across the galaxy. But we have three incursion squad right now. You know, the new shield doctrine makes 200 million an hour. It makes a lot of money, and there are a ton of incursion to farm. I believe they're going, they're going right as we speak. And that is the end of my updates. I will ask some answer some questions quickly. Sumo, when the Basho starts in about 15 days, roughly 15 days.
You forgot to tell them that the sexy ships they're going to fly in the Shield Doctrine is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, you're going to fly a nightmare. All right, Necromancer 1, always throwing out negative questions. Let's get what this one week's. Sir Supreme Leader, why are we so afraid of dropping capitals on the field when our enemies drops theirs? I have literally never seen us being afraid to drop capitals on the field. Just go into EFM, right, and watch our guys drop. I think we do it too much, to be honest, because I'd rather challenge our guys. That's certain, like my opinion, certainly not a policy, and I don't know.
I dropped supers this week in Euro time, so
I know. I'm going to treat this question as though it's in good faith, and Necromancer is just not familiar. So there's a regional gate, right? And across the regional gate, it is a giant amount of distance. So when we go through EFM and they drop on us in GQ. There is no way to counter drop that, right? So there's nothing like a policy or a fear. It's a matter of geography, right? And the same versus us. Perhaps that's what you're getting at. And in that case, it is not possible. All right, let's go on. What about PI? I am not going to get set up, Ryo. We always want PI.
Ooh. The Alliance actually has gigantic new buy orders up for P4s. So finally, my dour, cranky black heart was persuaded that we should support the market. So if you look at P4s and you're going to sell them, you should always be able to get a better deal in CTAC-J than you can get shipping the crap to JITA and selling it there.
I literally said this like 4 minutes ago, Cass.
I apologize. I must have been reading something else.
It's okay.
Yeah. A+.
Okay, so let's see what else we got. Someone had something interesting in here. Oh yeah, Ishtar fitting. So I've been pimping my Ishtar thread, fit number 3. And I keep getting reports from people who fought off someone or got a kill. It's making a noticeable difference on the hunters that like some of them are complaining. So go to the tanky Ishtar, have fun, get your kills. Very good. We used the shield typhoons. They were pretty awesome. Are they a permanent doctrine? It's something we're trying. They're not permanent, but we had fun with them, and they're pretty awesome. So has Horde come up with any creative new doctrines recently? Yes. Gobbins, Admiral Guberius announced that they had invented the Raven Navy issue doctrine. And they had also invented a flycatcher doctrine. Well, along with that, those were their new doctrines. So
they were the first Nullsec Alliance to use the Raven Navy in a PvP scenario. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, according to Goblin. That's what I heard. Correct. Yeah. I am gonna like give you some context into what I think he's thinking, and that's that their BFL group, before we adopted it as an alliance doctrine, their BFL group did use them like twice, but I had run them as a fleet in a box before that. So, and I am certain I'm not the first person to run Arabian Navy doctrine, but even just comparing the two of us, we did that first. So, he's wrong in multiple ways, but just copying our doctrine and then saying you invented it 2 years later is even funnier.
I think Shiloh has us both beat by setting an alliance that hasn't existed in literally 20 years.
Right. There you go. Exactly. But honestly, I don't want to shit on this too much because, that's the other thing is what Sniper said is that maybe he was just being ironic, right? It might've been a joke. I actually don't want to shit on it too much because those guys have been running like fucking maelstroms and just the most dumb things you can imagine. So them actually copying us is a positive step. So, I don't want to hubris this too much. Like, right. They are arming themselves with better stuff. And it doesn't matter if they directly copy us, they now are better equipped to fight us. So let's enjoy the little parts, but let's not meet Hugh Breeze and get too crazy about it, all right? Do they have a fireside equivalent? That's a good question, Aztrak. So the answer is no, not at all. The joke that we were talking about last week is that Gobbins is being weakened at Bernie's because no one had heard him speak for a matter of almost a year, it feels like. No, the communication levels is vastly different between Horde and us. And, you know, when people join from Horde, which has been happening more often lately, that's one of the main things that I hear is that from them is that the communication and the feeling of being integrated into the alliance because you know what's happening and why things are happening is one of the biggest differences between here and there. Like a lot of stuff we do is similar, right? And that's evolution. Like I think of Eve in terms of evolution a lot, right? You know, everything eventually evolves into a crab on Earth and also in Eve. And that's just, you know, convergent evolution and alliances will do that. And, you know, Horde basically just became Goons the copy and evolved after us, but it made sense because Goons were doing so many things, you know, intelligently. But that is one of the major differences is communication. Okay, Glowing Bulb says, confirming this, Gobbins doesn't have a voice. I didn't hear in the ages I was in PHNC, so it is the occasional Discord ping from a voiceless leader. Yeah, you know, that tracks with everything we've heard from many people, Glowing Bulb, and I appreciate you piping in and confirming. But you know, that is a major difference between us and them. It's transparency, openness. And I'll tell you guys real quickly, this is like a story time. Part of where that comes from is, and to, let's credit Mitanni. He was the one I believe who came up with the fireside or, certainly at least popularized the idea. You know, we've carried on that tradition. But for me personally, when I was coming up, one of my favorite things was being in Lazarus Tel Raven fleets. At the end of the fleet, after a bunch of stuff had happened, he would explain why we were doing this. Like, oh, we had some intel that these people were here, and you know, this is why we made this maneuver. Once it was over, and you can kind of share that stuff. And I always appreciated that because it made me understand like the overall, like, oh, this is why the fleet did something. This is why we were involved and be involved in the story. And sometimes, especially on a fleet where not much happened, that was, you know, feeling like you were part of the story was important. So I always tried to, you know, use that myself. And I encourage our FCs to do the same. So that's a big part of like our communication policy is that we want you guys to be involved, feel part and understand, feel like a part of the story and understand why things are going on. And Eve is so opaque and Byzantine that sometimes, you know, only the most, you know, plugged in people get why something's going on. It's better just to explain it. Story time about the two supers of last night, asked Chase. So my understanding, Chase, is that they were defecting from Horde to Goons and just crossed through that gate without a lot of setup. And the results were obvious. You know, so we are just encouraging people if they know of people who are leaving, then talk to a director first and let, you know, like a fleet command director and get it figured out. Right. So because we can get supers across from Horde But just gating through, they have commissars who are watching those gates to execute anyone who leaves the Horde. So just be aware of that. Rumor says, Asher, are you worried about letting too many Horde guys into goons? Yeah, so that's a good question. Actually, I think that's a great question, Rumor. Spies, etc. So I'm not worried about spies. Spies can get into any organization. What you do with spies is you try to keep them out of the important stuff, right? And, you try to minimize the damage that they can do. I think the more important thing is, and what you followed up with, is culture. Most EVE players are just regular dudes, right? Some of them are more toxic. I mean, you can see in this very chat, there are some people who are more toxic than others. And, you just mostly ignore them, right? But if you get too many toxic peoples in one place, then it starts ruining the vibes. One thing I've always hated about a job is a job where everyone hates the job and just shits on it all the time. I hate working in an environment like that. I am vibe based. I like a place where people are happy and are working towards a goal. So that's something I try to inculcate here and wherever I go. So when you bring over a line member, no, I'm not really worried. I'm not worried at all. They can learn the culture. People will pick it up from, just what's going on. Obviously, we ban anyone who doesn't clap when the fireside starts. That's a big deal to us. Most important thing is that I get praised. So I'm not worried about that. Leadership is more of a concern, right? Like the guys who are making their culture what it is, I would be more concerned about that. But line members, no, I'm not concerned about bringing them over. Dungar says, well said, Ashler. Truly a great leader. Thank you. You have been promoted, sir. You're being sent royal ducats right now. If we were worried about spies, we would be worried about Ashler being a Black Legion spy. Indeed. And that's a true story. For those of you that don't know, I originally, when I was first coming up, our Sky Marshal at the time, Blarf, did not want to promote me from a skirmish commander to give me keys because they were extremely concerned that I was a Black Legion spy because I was too competent. Like they're like, this guy can't be real. He's got to be a Black Legion spy. And like that was a real level of concern for that kept me from being promoted for a little bit. Asher, what was it like working with Elo? Elo is a real EVE savant, very enjoyable to work with. I've told this story before, but one of the one of my favorite times was during World War B, when they were going to start dropping their keep stars into Quirius and then into Delve, I had this plan, and then many of you saw it where we ended up bombing the keep stars, but that had never been done before, and the way we did it was essentially unstoppable. And if I now know Horde FCs have come over and joined us, and their leadership has joined us. And, at the time they tried to make it out to it that it was no big deal, but actually they had no solution to it. And so before we did that, like we really didn't have a plan to stop the keep stars other than just throw stuff at it. And I'm going around to various, directors and FCs and being like, hey, I have an idea for how to run this keep star fight. Do you have do you have one so that I don't cloud their thoughts with my idea first? It's better to let someone spin something. So I go to a bunch of people and everyone's like, well, not really, or we can put a bunch of dreads, sort of basic stuff. Is there something going on, Altrai? Yeah, you can go ahead.
Truffle pig time.
Yeah, I'll finish the story and then make sure there's not any important questions, wrap it up, but you guys can hop over there if you need to go. So I'm going around asking people, and there really was no good suggestions. Everyone's like, yeah, I guess we can just throw a bunch of, Ferroxes at it or whatever. And so I had this plan, and I'm like, I have a plan that's unstoppable. They can't, if it's done correctly, can't be stopped. No one had it. I go to Elo, and he goes, is it bombing the Keep Star? I'm like, yeah. So he was the only one, and he's like, yeah, I thought of that a couple years ago, too. So it was very much sort of a kindred spirits kind of thing where we were both in the in that mind space. So he's a very, very good person to talk about, and he was very fun to hang out with. He is totally done with EVE as far as I know. So good for him, and I do miss him as a guy to work with and against. Talion says bombing that with stealth bombers. How did that work? So yeah, I'll explain it real quick if you weren't there. It was pretty good idea. So what you would do is you would make a bunch of bookmarks around the Keepstar, like 150 or 200. You wouldn't put them in an ACL that a spy could delete. That would be a good start. And then you would make another bunch of bookmarks 500 kilometers out, and you would warp into the bomber cloaked, and you would point towards point through the Keepstar at a bookmark that's like 500 kilometers away. The Keepstar points you when you damage it. So what you do is you decloak, you press the bomb button, and then you immediately warp to the bookmark 500 kilometers away. Because it's 500 kilometers, bubbles won't stop you. Your bomb is released. You're already warping. By the time the bomb hits and explodes, you are 500 kilometers away, and then you get to Keepstar point. And at that point, there's no ships around you. You are stuck there for 20 seconds, but you're on a bookmark that no one's near. And so you just cloak up and you wait out your bomb timer and you do it again. And you repeat this, and there's just a baseline of DPS that is unstoppable on the Keepstar. Gallus says, I might use your name, Asher, in my novel. I'm trying to get time to write. That'd be cool. I've had, as far as I know, there are five baby Ashers that are named after me. So having a novel character would be, I'll call it a sixth. Appreciate it. But yeah, the Keepstar bombing. So to take a little bit away from the patting myself on the back, if you also were not there, the first time we did it, we were going to do an Inquirius, and I spent like, I don't know, like 8 hours making the bookmarks around the Keepstar, but because I know jack shit about ACLs, I made them all in a folder and I did not do the permissions correctly. And the folder was wide open. So when we gave it out, some PanFam spy realized this, and about 20 minutes before the op just deleted the folder because I had done the permissions incorrectly. And, they just got the Keepstar down. They I was really bummed out. Credit to Merkel Chen, who like pinged out to tell people like, hey, Asher does a lot for this alliance. Let him know how valuable he is. A bunch of you guys sent me DMs, which meant a lot because I was real bummed. Yeah, I also deleted someone else's folder when they let me borrow it. It's pretty bad. Oh my goodness, Texas, dude.
Man, I thought I had problems with, like, crab beacons and shit.
Yeah. Alha says, so what I hear is that to get to Alliance CEO, we need to delete some folders. There does seem to be a positive correlation between the two.
Zephyr, maybe you missed the point of maybe we don't have Asher teach ACL 101.
I mean, Asher is a real name, Henry. It's not like a name I made up. So it was one of the 12 tribes of Israel. It's like the number like 20 boy's name now. When I adopted it as an alias or an Asher Elias, it was not like that. But it's gotten very, very popular in the last few years. All right, I'm going to watch the end of this Texas Ohio State game. I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for showing up. Go on these suites if you can. I will catch you all later. Bye.